Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome, Life Transformation Radio listeners. This is another episode with impactful guests doing impactful, memorable things in life. We are listened to in 19 countries. I'm super excited. 19 countries, almost 1,000 listeners weekly. You guys are rocking it. So today I've got Christy Jo Hunt here with me, and we're going to talk about powering your life. If at any point during the show something resonates with you, something that she says or I say that really hits home, I invite you to call in. The number is 657-383-1109. The number is 657-383-1109. We are live right now on Life Transformation Radio. It is a weekly live show on Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, and on the first and third Fridays every month, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, we are talking about our transformation. So help me welcome Christy Jo Hunt to the show. Christy, how's it going?
Hi, Sean. I'm really excited to be here. I'm doing great.
I am super, super pumped. So let's get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Perfect. So Christy Jo Hunt is an expert mindset coach, fitness nutrition specialist, and personal trainer. She specializes in helping people like you bridge the gap between what you want to achieve and making it happen through her introspection and mindset connection work. She hosts the popular Body Buddies podcast and has been featured on 2 News Utah, The Matt Townsend Show, Bodybuilding.com, and many other blogs and podcasts. Christy Jo will help you get clear on what you want, what's holding you back, then teach and help you apply mindset mastery tools to power your life to one or more valued love and service. Mindset mastery. I love that. Mindset mastery.
That's
so,
what we all
so how'd you get
though,
started
it,
in
right?
this? Oh, absolutely. I'm curious how you got started.
Oh my goodness. It's as everybody's story is, it's a long one. We'll try to make it somewhat brief. You know, it begins at birth. Just kidding. Actually my story begins at 9 years old, which the more and more I coach and work on other people as in addition to myself, eating disorders, something traumatic, something really pivotal happens around the age of 9 to 10 in our lives that can hold us as sometimes victims, sometimes it limits us. So for me, it was eating disorders, the way I viewed my body, the way that I expected my body to be. And it's not like I just one day woke up and got this way. It was a very in-depth evolution as I grew older and older, got into dance, which certainly did not help. It was not the impetus. And I have to always make that clear. It was innate. It was my personality of expectations, and that perfectionistic personality can be really difficult. So went through my teenage years very shy, introverted. I was the nerdy dancer. I didn't like to hang out with people. I was very negative in my head. I was rude to myself constantly. Every thought, every, you know, experience I had made me feel that I wasn't good enough. And especially dating and all those difficult teenage years. And as I got older into my early 20s, the eating became even more problematic in terms of I restricted, 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 and then emotions would hit, that negative self-talk, feeling like I just was never good enough. I couldn't hold it all together. And then diving not into one bag of cookies, but let's say about 20,000 calories worth of you name it. I can recall at the height of all the difficulties, going to 3 fast food restaurants in the middle of the night, ordering full meals, and then eating it all in the parking lot, driving to the next one, throwing up before I did the next one, and doing that, then going to sleep, waking up bloated, and going to the gym for 3 hours. I got into marathon running because I thought that this would help me burn off all the calories from my very secret life. Now on the outside, I looked very trim, fit, healthy. I was a dancer. Everyone knew me as the girl that always carried an apple mm-hmm. and carrots and was constantly on a diet. They didn't see the secret life of me. And so it was a difficult, difficult journey until it got so dark, so difficult that food was all I thought of from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep. And it got extremely dark to the point I didn't know how much longer I'd be able to make it without maybe doing something serious. And yeah. in terms of, you know, feeling a little suicidal at the time. Mm-hmm. So that one always makes me a little emotional. So
I know what the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very, and I think many people do and can relate when you feel helpless and mm-hmm. hopeless and that there is no solution, that there's no hope. And when we lose hope, that's a very dangerous place to be, because what's going to pull us through? Well, thankfully, a voice pulled me through. So 5 years ago, 2012, I was 25 years old, driving down the freeway, feeling darker than anything. And I heard a voice say, "You are the master of yourself." And I don't hear voices. I'm not one of those people. So I looked in the rearview mirror and I'm like, "Okay, girl, you have lost it." And right. that voice came again and it said, "You are the master of yourself." And it was like clarity settled in on me. I drove home. I took all of my foods in the pantry, in the fridge, good things and bad things alike. I threw them all out and called my buddy, who was a personal trainer. I was also a certified trainer at the time. Funny like side note there is that I thought becoming a trainer would fix my issues. No, you don't fix your issues until you face it head on. So right. To make the next 5 years a little bit briefer, I got into bodybuilding. And for me and my story, bodybuilding was my next step. I had to swing to the opposite end of the extreme polarization level and throw myself into something that would allow me to stop binging. The transformation was so incredible. And I started blogging. I started a Facebook page and just telling people what I had learned. I had learned so much about the nutrition and the fitness. And so all of a sudden I'm coaching people. It was an accident. I started a business. I started writing. And it just, it was by nature of that I was so excited. I had finally broken through and was creating my new self. Well, along the line of coaching now over 2,000 people through different body journeys and now mindset journeys, the mindset started to come in. And I truly, at this point, I look at the journey and say, through other people think I helped them, which is beautiful. And right. I'm so grateful. But through that process, I truly believe every person I've worked with helped me heal myself and allowed me to see a greater light beyond the obsessive, it's like looking at the sky through a little teeny sliver and saying, "Oh, sure. I have perspective." No, you don't. through that journey, now with two podcasts, a workout app, I write books, I host, you know, lots of different things and motivational speaking. And the way I view it all still is just with deep gratitude, because I was and still am my very first client. And that's what it's about, our own journey. Transformation. We're in the right place.
Wow. I am blown away what you just said. I am and always will be your first client. Like, that just blew my mind. Think about how many times that people have like one of your girlfriends or something, like, "I don't know what to do. And it's this guy, or is this job, or is it," and you guys just kind of sit down, you know, kind of talk it out. Or me and the guys are like, "Man, I don't know what to do, man. It's just, oh man, what do I do about this job?" And, you know, and it's just like, do we ever coach ourselves? We're so busy coaching other people. I'm so busy speaking at conferences. My tagline is live your brand, right? And I try to really do that. But as I take a step back and I really internalize what you just said, am I my own client? I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, and I think for many people who do things that you and I do and this mentoring and teaching, it is extremely important, because that's where the passion comes from. And when mm-hmm. we continue applying the exact same principles we're teaching with that same accountability we're expecting of others, that's where the passion and motivation continue to come. Because if this wasn't, I mean, like I said in the beginning, I didn't intend to start a business. I didn't intend to help thousands of people. And I feel almost bad to say that. I didn't mean to help you all. Like, my bad. I was focused on you.
But that's how things happen, though.
And I think it's powerful because we're all in the trenches. We are all in this human mortality where we experience, we never make it. We gain tools, we gain knowledge and experience, but at the end of the day, we each have to apply them.
Oh my gosh. I talk about this all the time. Like I know people who read books. Like, do you apply them? Like, do you?
Yeah, exactly. What's the point of reading all those books?
Right. You can quote it. Sure. You can quote whatever book, business, you know, books and money books and whatever. But if you're just still living the same life, you've essentially become more knowledgeable.
Yeah. Bingo.
You know what I mean?
Well, so. And I have to take a step back at times and say, okay, I've listened to 3 podcasts. Why am I turning on another one? Why am I not journaling and applying those principles? Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the first main question that I always ask all of the guests on the show, and I believe that this is the most important question that you could ever ask somebody, is why? You know, when bad things happen in our life, we're like, why did this happen? And what? We have to know answers. It's almost like we want to justify it. So I always ask people, like, why did you decide to do what you do? Or why are you doing what you are doing now?
Oh, dang it. This is the part we have to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, man. We ask the hard questions on this show.
This vacillates. I will admit it vacillates. There are days it is 100% about I am so feeling amazing myself that my only desire is to go out and serve and build and change people's lives and help. No, it's, I can't do that. I help them and give them tools to change their own lives. But there are days where I am reminded, again, like I said, I am my client. And this is keeping me, and this may be a shocker for some people, somebody who battles depression and anxiety on a regular basis. That's me. Hi, everyone. This is my coping strategy. This is how I find joy. This is how I find meaning and a reason to get up each day, a reason to keep pushing, because I think we all sometimes hit those points where we wonder, that same question you asked me, why? What's the point? What's the point of all of this? So I have some vacillation there, and it keeps me going. And then you hear someone's story of they listened to a podcast or they read your book and their life changed, and I get the email and I say, wow, thank you. You changed my life by emailing me that. Thank you, you know? And it's powerful as we share with each other. That's where we keep going.
I love it. I truly believe that out of tragedy and adversity and probably one of the hardest times in our life prepares us for where we're going. And out of that tragedy and adversity and stress and everything that the negative stuff that we don't want to go through, out of that births a passion and a desire and a skill set that we never knew existed. That's just my personal belief.
Right.
And I see it so many times, like, man, if I wouldn't have went through that, I kind of wouldn't have a story, you know, I wouldn't have a reason to, I don't know, you know, so it's really hard to kind of hate on, you know, how you got here. But I really love people's journeys. And from what I've heard from you, it is so amazing and inspiring what you're doing, you know, with the bodybuilding and the podcasts and just how you are approaching everything with the fitness and personal trainer, because people need that. So speak to that a little bit. Tell me the point at which you were like, enough is enough, or where you thought, like, this is my transformation. Like, I feel like I'm transforming, or where do you think it began?
Oh, I can picture it right now. Well, I had a very emotionally abusive relationship at that zenith of when I thought, you know, this is too much. And I had that voice come to me. So I cut that guy out of my life and went deep into transformation. I hibernated. I straight up, that's how deep it was. I went to work every day. I was at the gym first thing in the morning. I came home. I had little rituals. I went to bed very early. I turned off my phone. Insert little, I don't know. Anyhow, my brother took his life during that first month of transformation. So that caused me to hibernate even further.
Really?
Interesting side note there. And yeah, a very, very difficult time. But the moment I knew I was transforming was when that guy came to see me 6 weeks into the transformation. And he put his arms around me. He's like, oh my gosh, like you have changed. And I remember it wasn't just the physical transformation. I remember because before I was very codependent and needy. I needed that validation from people I was dating and everybody, you know, I required them to feel like I was enough. And at that moment, I just looked at him. I said, I am my own person now, and we're not a fit. Thank you for coming, but we're not going to be dating. And that was such an empowering moment for me to realize more is happening than my body. Like, I am becoming a strong person. I can stand on my own 2 feet, and I don't need, I mean, sure, I have a wonderful boyfriend now. Like, I don't, it's not that I don't need a man. It's that I, in my own skin, can be 100% enough on my
own. Fulfilled.
Yeah. Bingo.
Yeah. Wow. That, man, it just blows me away as we peel it back. Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. You know, as a suicide survivor, when I hear things like that, I'm just like, oh man, you know, cause I'm kind of on both sides. Like I was on the other side saying, oh my gosh, how could you do that? And then I'm on the side that says, I'm going to do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. And really that's where my why comes from is I know both sides of it. And so I just try to help people through that and, you know, overcome. And yeah, that's amazing. Amazing. So what do you think was the best part about your transformation? What really sticks out for you?
Well, as the transformation continues, I've watched myself, you know, do very well in the bodybuilding world and coaching and being so kind of into the extreme aesthetics view of it, and then transitioning into working more with people's emotions with eating disorders and becoming very good at working with them. Surprisingly, like I surprised myself when my clients were being successful and I'm like, what? I end up, you know, going to talk to professors who teach this at universities and talk to psychologists, and they're saying, you are very good at this. And I'm saying, well, what do you mean? I've just been through it.
Right, right.
I get it. I know their thought processes, and I now have the scientific backing to be able to meet them halfway in both sides and say, let's figure this out your way, not what the world wants to tell you, but what do you think is the best thing? And so I don't know. I think looking back at everything, it's the whole thing is beautiful. The whole, it constantly changes, but I look back and I see the emotional confidence and just individuality, being able to be 100% confident in who I am at any given time and no more codependence for myself. Mm-hmm. That was the internal transformation that was just beautiful.
That's awesome. And something speaks to the bodybuilding part where you can go into a gym and sometimes bench press more than some of the gentlemen that are in there.
I will not lie. There is some great, there's great confidence that comes from walking in a gym and knowing exactly what to do, where to go, how to do it. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And it's something that in a world that sometimes we don't have a lot of control over, we can control exactly how we train our bodies and our minds. And because you can't do one without the other. I firmly believe as a person who's, you know, spent many years in the gym, and it's just, you have to have the correct mindset. Like I can't go to the gym like right after like a death, or I can't go to the gym right after like a hard day. I'm like, I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I push and I push, but you just don't get a good workout. Everything.
Connected. Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. So everything has a flip side. So is the best part about the transformation is emotional and, you know, and all that. What is the worst part about your transformation?
That I've been so public about it? but here I am on a radio show saying that. I mean, there is a great deal of fear that can come with being vulnerable. And to have so many people know my story, know my weaknesses, know my tendencies, that's very scary. But I've chosen to, there's always going to be a percentage of people who ridicule you for it. And I have been ridiculed at times.
Yeah.
But those numbers are so minute in comparison to the vast numbers who are applauding and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And so those are the people I continue to share for. I do. I take a little personal hit every time I get an email of, you know, you really shouldn't share so much. I don't know why you're doing this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, really? Like, ouch, that hurts a little bit. Could you maybe stop projecting onto me? And, you know, I'll mindset you to death.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's
mastering there.
Well, and it's scary in this social media driven world, and a lot more people being vulnerable with sharing the reality of their world. There still is that mask that we all tend to wear at times.
Sure.
And we do have to pick and choose. I don't think we should all be 100% transparent in everything. I mean, that's just social respect, I think. But there are times and places to choose vulnerability, and knowing when to do that and knowing the strategy of doing so with a purpose in doing so. I think that's been the most difficult part of this journey for me.
Wow. Yeah, I was at a book signing not too long ago, a couple of months ago, I guess, book signing. And it was just a person standing there like, you know, like I read this book, you know, and it's kind of garbage. Like, it's garbage. Like, I'm sorry. How is it garbage? Like, it just is. Like, well, give me some examples. Did I not write correctly? Did I share too much? Did I not share enough? Is it over delivering? Like, I don't understand. It was like, I don't know. It's just, I don't like it. I didn't get anything out of it. It's just garbage. Like, well, I mean, what do you, and I was like freaking out. I was like, what do you mean? Like, how can you not get anything out of it? I mean, I included inspirational quotes in here. Like, I got references. Like, I was like taking it personal, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, what do you mean garbage? Like garbage. Like, what does that mean? And like, I don't know. It just sucks. And then walked away. I was like, oh my God, you know? And this lady's like, you know what? I like the book. Okay. I think it's great. I think it's amazing. And it connected with me. And that's all that matters. It's like, you know what? It is. It is all that matters. You know what I mean? Like, I can't please everybody. And I always have to remember that. Like, I cannot please everybody, even though as much as we want to.
We do want to.
We just can't. You know what I mean? Because we feel like, you know, oh, I can help you. I know how I can help you. You know what I mean? Like, I see it in you. I see your cognitive behavior. And I know what you're doing wrong. You know, but some people just, they don't want to, you know, they just don't want to do it. So it's like, all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah. Yep,
no,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's agency, and we have to respect that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So as a coach, right, I'm always curious, you know, who has been your biggest influencer?
This is, nobody.
What?
I know. That's the difficult part. I don't have any one person I really look to. Besides Jesus, I think. You know, he's like the kind of main mentor I'd like to grow to be more like. But there are so many different compartments of knowledge and experience that I've gained, whether it be in nutrition and aesthetics, in bodybuilding, in cardiovascular activity, in nutraceuticals, in mindset, cognitive behavior, in emotions, in reverse psychology, in hypnotherapy, that I have people who have contributed great nuggets and wisdom and experience to me, but any one person who's taught me all of it, I can't really put my finger on. And so if there is anyone, I will say my mother has helped.
Mm.
She has not stepped in too much, but she is there when I start to pull too extreme in something. She's there to help be the voice of caution, the voice of guiding me back to perhaps a little bit of protection from myself. And I have appreciated that over the years. There have been times I have not appreciated that.
Right.
Well, I think a big one was when I was going through all my eating disorder stuff and having she among many people saying, just be moderate, just eat the cookie. I'm like, you have no idea what the hell I am dealing with. Like, don't even give me that piece of crap.
Right.
You know, like, they didn't understand. And one of my biggest things in life is I really resent the phrase, you should. I don't believe any of us should ever say, you should to another person. We might suggest, I think it might be a great idea if you tried this, or have you thought about. Whenever you share the word, you should, it's impositioning your paradigm over another person's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's devaluing their perspective instead of sharing something that they might extract and think it's, oh, their idea, and pulling something off the shelf rather than saying, your stuff sucks. I'm going to put this here. Mm-hmm. So I have appreciated over the years, as I get older, a little more mature, a little more perspective, that my mom has been there, and I can see a great deal of my transformation being kind of help with the navigation of it through my mom. So she'd be the one.
Yeah. I love how you mentioned the should, because when I do my resiliency training and I'm talking to people, I got like a class, like I'm doing a resilience seminar, about 30, 35 people, you know, I tell them like, you can't should all over people.
Like, yes.
You just cannot should on them. You know, and we talk about it. There's a class called Balance Your Thinking, right? And so Balance Your Thinking basically is a tool or a skill that I deliver that says, okay, there's three things you need to do. So I'm having an unbalanced thought, and I'm having a moment. That's what I call it. You're having a moment, right? So your inner five-year-old is coming out. So what do you need to do? You need to do three things. One, gain all the evidence you can. You know, is there justification why I'm feeling this way? Now, if you just found like a spouse cheating, then yeah, cool, you got it. Yep. Okay. Inner five-year-old's coming out. But like if I'm trying to get a job and I see the other person who's trying to fight for that job talking to the boss, then I see a high five and I instantly go, oh, he's got the job. Oh my gosh, he's got the job. No way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. This is something you saw. And a lot of relationship strife and friendship and, you know, it just comes from, like, I saw you talking to this person. Who's that person? What's this? And what, you know, and you're automatically jumping to conclusions. But there's underlying meaning behind it, because you should or should not be doing this. And our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs drive reaction. And so since our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs drive reactions and drive decisions, they sometimes take over the relationship, and my thoughts, feelings, and beliefs are more important than yours. And that is super, super bad. And so the shoulds, you know, children should be seen and not heard. Everybody should have all the freedoms of whatever. You should go to college. You should, I mean, we can do this all day long, and it just ruins relationships.
Yeah. Those are great examples.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that. That was amazing. I geeked out for a second.
Well, I love it. I'm sitting here taking it all in. And one of the books that I've actually listened to over 25 times in my car, the disc is the only disc in my car, and it is the only disc that probably will ever be in my car. It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And
Four Agreements.
One of the four, I recommend it to everybody because it's the most empowering four simple tools I've used every single day of my life. And one of those tools is don't make assumptions. That's where a lot of that strife you're describing comes in. And when we step back and we're having one of those reactionary moments or some negative energy going on, and we're saying, am I assuming something, that instead I can ask a question and get clear. I use this all day long in business, in my personal relationships, in everything. And it's very powerful. So I love that you geeked out.
So on the opposite side of the influencer, who has been your biggest supporter?
Oh, my little sister.
Your little sister, huh?
Yeah. She, oh, how do I describe her? She has gained a little bit of weight in the past few years due to some, you know, fertility treatments, hormones, things like that. It's been a very frustrating battle for her. So she loves what I do. Her husband is one of my bodybuilders I coached, and together we were able to take him to the pro level. So, you know, I feel a great deal of love for her because she has some great humility to watch her husband be a very top physique, to watch her sister growing and doing workout apps and on TV and, you know, height of all these different things, and to come and support us at those bodybuilding shows. How many times did she do my spray tan, make sure my hair was perfect? And I can't imagine emotionally what she right. went through in order to be there and support in every little mm-hmm. thing. She's the person I can actually tell her how I'm really feeling and take off the red lipstick, take off the social media filters and say, I'm really having a hard time, dude. And I ate those cookies and I just did a Facebook Live about cookies. I'm
oh,
still
yeah.
human, dang it. Oh, I appreciate
awesome.
Her. I just think she has some humility to be able to look outside herself to say, where can I build and serve as well? So I sure love her.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. So tell us where you're headed now. New adventures, business, family. What's on the horizon for you? What kind of things are you working on?
Yeah, well, I just turned 30, so I'm going through this interesting shift where I'm saying, oh, my goodness, life is happening. And I do have a goal. I would like to get married and have some children in the next decade. So that is a goal.
In the next
is that something
decade.
I'm allowed to set goals in? Like, most people don't have to. That happens. But I have to, like, try, right? Like,
no, I just think it's funny that you said in the next decade. Like, sometime in the next 10 years, you know.
I've always said, as long as I have time for two kids, two little dancers that I can train their feet and do ballet and get their bodies looking awesome. I teach dance on the side and just very passionate about dance as well. And so I always, my little nieces and nephews, I'm like helping them teach and lengthening, even when they're infants, I'm lengthening their legs and helping their ligaments form correctly, their alignment. And I'm just like, wow. Oh, I can't wait to have my own. And so talk about impositioning your own desires on your children, right?
Right.
I'm going to work on that. So that's a big like goal that really feeds into the way I construct my business. My business
sure.
has spread into four sub businesses, one for nutrition, one for fitness, one for mindset, and one for dance. And so each of those businesses beginning to function on their own independently and autonomously has been the biggest thing, and getting a marketing team for each of those. That's where my work is now. I don't know. I love business consulting, and I've started to want
sure.
to spend more of my time now helping other small businesses accelerate through a lot of the grief that I had to deal with in the first 4 years of not knowing anything about business, but being a passionate person who had a desire to share. And there was a lot of mistakes I made financially, investment-wise, hiring, website, like everything. And I love, love, love the coaching part. And so continuing to get on stage every here or there, continue the podcast. I've kind of dropped the goals in terms of numbers or anything, probably everything that goes against modern advice. And I
right.
said, my goal is actually, as long as I'm trending upward, I know where it would be good to go. But I'm not going to focus or label myself as succeeding or failing based on those independent, maybe monthly markers. Instead, if I can hit the pillow every night and say, did I build one person today? Did I live? Did I experience this life fully? Could I go in my sleep and feel confident that I have lived to my fullness? Then that is my goal. And I believe, and I have seen in my life, when I function on that level and live each day in that way, I am living so fully. I experience the highest emotions, love very deeply, and it's wonderful. And all the advice I hear from the old timers and, you know, people who are like, you know, I wish I would have ... And I'm saying, I'm doing that ... I am it, stopping to smell the roses. Yes, I have goals. Yes, I'm focused. Yes, I'm driven. But I'm keeping in mind that this isn't about the pace. It's about the journey and
right.
the trajectory.
I love what you were saying. It literally is what I talk about, living your brand. I mean, it's really what it's all about, is finding those opportunities to live out your values every day, which it sounds like you do a really good job. But everything that you just described, like, did I build someone up today? You know, is my head hitting the pillow feeling like I lived fully today? Did I do everything that I wanted to do? You know, if I had a daily to-do list, did I knock it all out? Was I excellent at everything I did? You know, I mean, all of those characteristics are literally about living your brand. And you just described it to a T, and I was over here smiling. I'm like, yes, like, you know, because some people don't. Some people live. I have a speaker friend. His name is John Broman. He was on the show a couple episodes ago, and he talks about living life in the front row. So are you living life in the back? You know, are you living in the back of the theater? Are you living in the back of the sporting event? Are you living in the sitting in the back row at the church, at the class that you're taking? Are you in the back row? Are you checked out on your phone? Are you just kind of, yeah, like, are you just going through the motions just because, or are you living life in the front row? Are you having a front row moment, a front row life? And I really ask myself that question all the time, you know, like, am I living life to the fullest? You know, like, am I doing everything that I say? Am I living my brand? If my brand is to help people unlock their potential, if my brand is to be honest and loving it, am I doing that? And it's just a daily assessment that I have to do. Otherwise, I just don't feel like I'm living fulfilled.
Yeah, it's a great way to describe it. And I'm glad. I feel like I just got an A+ on the report card. I have that little giddy feeling.
Beautiful. Perfect. Something that you said that stuck out to me. I love this. So you said business into four subsections of a business and then describe the business, right? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever read the book or heard of the book Blue Ocean, Red Ocean?
Not at all.
Oh, my gosh. So if everybody listening, I'm about to drop massive knowledge bomb on you. There's a book called Blue Ocean, Red Ocean. Here's what happens. And let's say I'm Dave Ramsey and I'm in the financial space, right? So I'm doing my thing. And all of a sudden somebody else says, well, I mean, Dave Ramsey talks about budget. Well, I mean, my budget's pretty awesome and I'm a millionaire. I can do it too. And now there's two people in the finance space and all of a sudden there's 3 and 5 and 10 and 15 and 100 and 1,000 and 100,000. Now, instead of you being in the middle of the ocean, right, getting all of the money, there's now 100,000 people, however many people, and now there's too many people fighting over the money in that space, and it becomes a red ocean because you've spilled the blood, right?
Yeah.
So what it talks about is inside the finance space, you have budgeting, and then you have investing, and then you have retirement, and maybe you got real estate. Maybe you got – and so there's always these subsections, and then in the finance space, it's budgeting. Well, I mean, 100,000 people can budget. All of a sudden that becomes a red ocean. Okay, inside of budgeting, what can I do? Can I make products to budget like mint.com? What about my credit? You know, is credit part of kind of finance, you know, because your credit? Oh, let me be a credit coach. Boom, there's another subsection. Oh, now there's like 50,000 credit coaches. Red ocean. Now I got to branch out from that. And you just keep branching out until you're in a blue ocean. And then when it becomes a red ocean and there's a lot of people in it fighting over the money that's in that space, then you branch out again and you create your own category basically. And you are your own blue ocean because you're the only one in there and it's nice. And then when more people get in there, it becomes a red ocean again. It's a great, great book.
So it's like a way of doing the riches are in the niches, that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love that.
It's a great, great book. Another book that I'm just thinking of too, and it kind of goes along the category design, is Christopher Lockhead's book, Play Bigger. And it talks about literally designing your own category. You know, Coke will never be beat out by Pepsi. Coke's been doing it longer. They're the category king. You know, cell phone companies, everybody has a dominant space. You know, like Dave Ramsey, nobody's going to ever going to beat Dave Ramsey as a finance speaker. No one's ever going to beat John Maxwell as a leadership speaker. Mark Sanborn's pretty close. Simon Sinek's pretty close. But John Maxwell is the guy. You know what I mean? So inside of these niches, these spaces, is the guy. You know what I mean? And they create their own categories. You know, so you look at Gary Vaynerchuk. You look at Elon Musk. You look at Jack Ma from Alibaba. All of these guys have built and designed their own categories. And when you design your own category, that is your blue ocean, you know? Mm-hmm. And once and in the book, you find out that 76% of the market share goes to the category king, like Uber. Uber is the first one to do what they're doing. Lyft is second. because Lyft came behind them, you know? So 76% of the market share is dominated by the category king, and 24% is dominated by everybody else. So 24% of the market share is being consumed by everybody else in the world trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I love that you branched down into subsections. I love that.
Yeah. Well, and you continue. I'm going to read this book, but it has been interesting. People have been telling me that from the beginning of business. And at the beginning, I was very resistant to the thought that I needed to really focus and specialize. I was like, no, but I can help everyone. And I know everyone in business has said that at one point or another. I really can help everyone. Yes, we can. But how do we message to the right people? And as I have gone on and gotten much better at that, I have been able to, and Facebook's incredible, and there's so many digital strategies, I've been able to build these subsections of people. Right now, my top producing nutrition is for the hypothyroidism market. I am one of the top in that area. And so it took me 4 years to find it. And you know how stupid it was? I pulled out my phone at the grocery store and said, hey, if you have hypothyroidism, here's some foods you should eat, and put it on Facebook and put some money into it and, you know, focused it, directed it towards people who liked pages like that. And oh my gosh, it went viral. And I could not help but think, oh my gosh, maybe these business people are right. I was like, ding dong, nice. There you go.
You're so funny.
Takes me a minute.
Maybe
to learn
these millionaires it's almost like we don't want to listen to our parents, right? As a kid, you're like, mom, whatever, mom, whatever, mom. And then you come out like 5 years later, you're like, yeah, that business guy, that Dave Ramsey really knows about the budget. You know? Right?
Dang it for being humble. I know. I've learned my lesson. I now take people's advice much more seriously, as long as they don't say you should.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yep.
Ugh.
So I love it. I love this conversation. Transformation Radio listeners, if there's anything that has resonated so far, let me know in the comments. Let me know, online, offline, emails, whatever. Call in 657-383-1109. Again, the call-in number to talk to the guests, 657-383-1109. I love that we were talking about the books and about the resources and everything that we're doing. What do you think the best resource that you used during your journey? What did you find was like, this is gold and I cannot let it go? Other than the CD that's in your car.
Well, as far as the emotional side goes, the starting point was finding the right therapist, which I am happy to throw his name out there, Daniel Burgess in California. Uh-huh. He did Skype sessions with me because I'm in Utah. And he helped me think. He met me instead of telling me I should, what I felt like a lot of therapists had done with me in the past. He really made me feel like I was okay, as screwed up as I was. Like, it is okay. What do you want to do about it? And it was a totally different approach. And I have always just felt so comfortable admitting I'm a screw up. And, you know, I do a session once every 3 months or so. And he's like, oh, you know, you needed a tune up. So, man, I forgot the original question because I got so excited about everything he's done for me. I'm thinking,
I was
just, really
what was the best resource that you found during your journey that you've used?
Oh, okay. I will say on the nutrition level, I went to the academic articles. I started reading the stuff that nobody wants to read because I wanted to come up with my own conclusions and test them. And through doing so, I've paved the way through a lot of the problems out there. When people read my nutrition book, the most common comment I get is, finally, I understand it all. And I have a formula that I can take any advice or any blog or any podcast, any snippet of information I hear, and I can now have a place for it to land and understand how it feeds into the whole thing. I want to demystify the whole complex nutrition world. And my clients come away and all my people that do my challenges and such, they're like, it really is very simple. And I say, yes, that's when you know you've broken through. If you feel it's complicated, you haven't got the right system. So, yeah, I've appreciated the fact that we have access to academic articles and people who love it so much, they spend all day in the lab testing variables and what about this and what about that and mm-hmm. writing them up in such brilliant language.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we all need to do in anything, especially when it comes to the body or what's right or what's wrong. You don't read blogs, guys. No, you go to the academic sources and
right.
you start bouncing it off proven principles, realizing there's multiple variables. And you have to really turn on that scientific mindset of saying, well, did they think about this? Well, what age group? Well, what subset? Well, mm-hmm. what impacts did this have? But then it gives you enough conclusionary information to take it to the test. And I tell all my clients, we have a hypothesis. Now we go test. Your job is to comply so we can come out with some data. Then we analyze mm-hmm. the data. Is this making our life better or worse? Change the variables, go back in. And through that process with 2,000 people, I'm pretty darn confident I can figure anybody's body out.
Wow. I love it. I think there's a certain mindset. I'm just speechless right now. Like, I'm just like trying to absorb it all. I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I think there's a level of, between either like the uninformed or the misinformed or just people who are not in the bodybuilding place, you know what I mean? Or the supplements or the, all they know is, oh, I need to take CoQ10 or I need to take fish oil or I just need a multivitamin because that's what everybody says. And like, you know what I'm saying? And so I find it fascinating. Ever since I became, you know, that coach and speaker and I've done a lot of fact-based positive psychology research. And I'm so fascinated why people do things, you know?
Right.
And so I've learned in the nutrition space, oh my gosh, to break the mold and to break through to a different mindset is crushing to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I buy Jif peanut butter because that's what my grandma used, but they don't know. You know what I'm saying?
There are so many of those mindsets. Yeah.
Yes. People buy things. But when they go grocery shopping, think of how you buy groceries, right? Do you buy it because it's healthy or it's cost effective? Do you buy it because it tastes good or is it because your grandmother served it to you as a kid? Or, well, these are the meals that we used to eat when I was a kid. And now that I've got kids, you know, because sometimes that's all we know. The only way we know how to parent, the only way that we know how to do things is based on past experiences. And we always go to that past experience place when we don't know something. It's easier to say, you know what, my mom did it and I turned out fine, so I'm just going to do it that way. You know, like, and that's why they made seatbelts.
No, you bring up a great point, though. And I think most people underestimate the depth of their emotional programming to their food or their fitness choices and their bodies. And it brings us back to something you said a while ago about the mind and the body being so connected. They are absolutely connected. And so we have to realize the first time we ever ate any food or the experience, like you were mentioning, if someone did this, that's a programming thing that happened on the subconscious level, which is 90% of where all of our behavior comes from. So if we're making poor nutrition choices and we don't have education to reprogram the natural instincts called the subconscious mind, then we are always going to fall back to what we know or what was easy. And so people go do these diets, they do this program and this plan, and they're missing the mark, which is reprogramming. And that's a very in-depth, unfortunately, people, it's long. It's long because to reprogram your subconscious mind, you have to think, how many years have I been alive? How many years have I been eating? How many years have I attributed experiences and emotions to particular tastes, aromas, smells, etc.? Even texture. Texture can be a big one for people. And so reprogramming is a process, and it's not all at once. I feed people in tier one, then tier two, then tier three, and it's beautiful. But I appreciate you pointing that out, that if we don't have the education, we will just fall back to what's always been done. And, you know, you can't keep everything in your prefrontal cortex and that front focus of your mind at all times. We're human. You can't shift all the time. And there's no multitasking, people.
I love
Unfortunately.
Right? Absolutely. So this is the point in the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug a friend, quote, websites, Facebook, products, your favorite movie, whatever. This is your time to shine. I mean, you've shined through this whole episode. It's been amazing. I've got a ton of notes. But this is your shameless plug moment. You can plug whatever you want. Go.
Oh, heck yeah. All right. Number one, my book. I give it away for free. That's how important the education process is. The book that is the product of my love and passion and everything I have figured out on my own, powerfoodslifestyle.com. You just pay shipping, free paperback book, retails at $17 on Amazon. Go get it free at powerfoodslifestyle.com. Secondly, shameless plug for Daniel Burgess, for sure. My therapist, he is incredible. He works a lot with, I mean, he kind of does everything, but I think couples, he's really, really powerful at. He's actually worked with a lot of people in the body space as far as eating disorders and maybe bodybuilding and other things like that. So Daniel Burgess, he is on my Facebook friends. Find me, Christy Jo Hunt, and he'll be on there as well. Who else? I'd like to thank my friends and family. And
say the website one more time so we can say the website one more time.
Okay, powerfoods.com. That's plural, foodslifestyle.com. Because it is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's not a quick fix, people. As I'm going to teach you how to change everything piece by piece. And probably last but not least is my workout app for iPhone. Unfortunately, we haven't
developed
an
app.
Android version yet. I do. It's kicking butt. So Body Buddies, it's one word, BODYBUDDIES, and then fat loss and muscle toning workouts. It's in the App Store. If that's too long to remember, just go to www.fatlossworkoutapp.com and it will tell you all about it. Time to workouts. I work in Tabatas and circuits in the app. It's designed to be shorter, more efficient, get you familiar with the gym. It is a gym-based program designed to help people. I can't tell you how many people have walked up to me at the gym, said, hey, you look like you know what you're doing. Can you help me and show me? Like I'm trying to instill confidence. People know how to do things in correct strategy. So the workout app has been a beautiful way. I love technology. I'm grateful for it to be able to help more people, because there's only one of me. So the app really does a lot of good.
That's awesome. I looked at building apps for what I want to do, for like affirmations and some different things, and they're not cheap.
They're kind of not
expensive.
They are.
Yeah.
You know, and I love reviews. We all love reviews. Anyone who does this online space. And in fact, everyone right now, go leave. Do you have a place for reviews, Sean?
Yeah.
Let's get everyone to leave.
Wherever you want it to be.
Yeah. I mean, people, like, whenever you benefit from something online, this is, I think, social etiquette of the online world. You got to, a review does a lot of good for us in sharing the algorithms of how social media picks up these things and the web pages and the SEO. So, if you guys like Sean, go give him a review because he's awesome. I appreciate my, relationship with you on this business level. And so, yes,
appreciate
let everyone
that.
Drop
and
him a review.
And don't forget Power Your Life podcast, poweryourlifetoday.com. Go check out the website. I was a guest on the Power Your Life podcast, and it was
such
incredible.
Such a phenomenal episode. Oh, my gosh. I love that episode. And yeah, definitely everybody should go check the poweryourlifetoday.com and get the 5 power principles to plow through resistance. It's short little segments you can listen to in your car. They kind of get your mind focused, help you think through, when you're just feeling that anxious space, not focused, not motivated, what's going on? You can't figure things out. That's when most people just call up a friend. Sometimes you need a little system to get you through that.
Sure.
So poweryourlifetoday.com will help with that.
Perfect. Perfect. I think we have time to take one call. We have a call that popped up here. You're on Life Transformation Radio. Who are we speaking to?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, who are we speaking to?
This is Howie Felter Snatch.
Hi.
How are you? So I have a question for the male host. Can you suck your own cock?
Okay, so I'm going to exit that out. Sometimes we have people that be ridiculous on the show. So,
That's one of those weird moments.
Yep. Moving on. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone?
Yes. That moment that I had in the car, that I was the master of myself, is not exclusive to me. Every single one of us, every person listening to this, has the power to become the master of themselves as well. Mastery does not mean perfection. Mastery means identifying what the greatest weakness is in your life, the thing that's holding you back, and potentially there may be several things. But being able to focus and say, I am more than this weakness, and I desire to make this into, I mean, some people say strength. I say, let's just not make it a weakness. Bring it up to functioning level. And
right.
And that's how we improve. And so write that. I love dry erase markers on the bathroom mirror. I think it's a very powerful reminder every day to, and I love it too, if you do it light and then, you know, you shower and it steams up and then it kind of is like the message to yourself. Remember.
Right.
So yes, write on the bathroom mirror every week, write something new. What's your focus? What's your purpose? What are you working on? And I think that's where directional focus is much more effective. We can't just, you know, throw a bow and arrow. Well, you don't throw a bow and arrow, sling it, shoot it, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And close your eyes. You don't shoot for the target. You shoot for the center. You aim fire. Like it's got to be so focused. And that's where a lot of confidence comes. So dry erase markers, you are the master of yourself. Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go. I love it. I love it. So what's a call to action? We always end the show with a call to action. So what should someone do today? You know, yeah, definitely buy the book. Definitely set goals, plan something, write in journals. What would you give someone today to do? Give them a call to action.
Say a prayer of gratitude. But prayers are a very unique thing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Whether someone believes in God or Buddha or whatever, some ethereal essence out there, it really doesn't matter. Spirituality is independent. So prayer is a turning inward of introspection, I believe, and whether it's to an external source or not. So anyhow, gratitude opens our mind to be receptive because it puts us in a humble state. So saying all the little things, I tell people all the time, I'm so grateful for my elbows and my baby toes. Like everyone else overlooks those. Do you know as a dancer how important my baby toe is? And stabilize and balance and turns and leaps and are you kidding me?
Right.
So anyhow, the gratitude prayer, but then what we do is at the beginning of the day in our gratitude prayer, we tell whoever or ourselves or whatever we're praying to or with what our goals for the day are. And then our evening prayer is being accountable to those goals, not in a terms of if you don't do it, it's punishment, in a terms of, well, I fell short today. Some unexpected things arose, but I'm recommitted. I am going to do that tomorrow. I need help. I invoke that help. I accept that help. And I feel that that's a personal accountability system that very few people use. That's very empowering. So that's my call to action. Start the system of prayer and of gratitude opening the beginning of the day,
mm-hmm.
State your goals, your intentions, your desires, and then be accountable to those before bed. It's a beautiful
system.
Go.
I love it when you can win the morning, you just win the entire day, you know?
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's huge. It's huge. So this has been amazing. I've got a ton of notes and all of the links are in the show notes of the episode, poweryourlifetoday.com, body-buddies, B-U-D-D-I-E-S, bodybuddies.com. And then you can look on facebook.com/poweryourlifetoday and Instagram, poweryourlifetoday. Oh my gosh, Christy, this has been amazing. I've got a ton of notes. I've got so much value and knowledge out of this. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. I've sure enjoyed being here.
I am. Thank you for your time, and I'm sure that we will connect very soon because I'd love to do an app.
You got it. Let's go. We keep on doing the great work you're doing, Sean. It's powerful, and I hope your people will go leave you a review. Another plug.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. Live Transformation Radio listeners, this has been another episode with impactful guests doing amazing and impactful things in life. If anything has resonated with your show, we'd love comments, feedback. You know, go look up Christy Joe. She's so, so incredibly awesome. Look up the Power of Your Life podcast and all the stuff that she's got going on. Leave a review on iTunes, on Stitcher, Facebook. Share, like, comment, share with your friends. I'd love any feedback. every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, and every first and third Friday, we are live on the show. And give us a call and talk to us about what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. Again, Life Transformation Radio listeners, thank you so much for joining. Heard in 19 countries, impacting everybody across the world. And I want to leave you with this. Live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you have in your heart. And go to sleep every night. Like Christy said, go to sleep every night, head hitting the pillow, knowing that you've lived life to the fullest and you've done everything you can to build people up and impact the world. Join us next time for another episode of Life Transformation Radio. Have a good night.